let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. On today's This Week in America, a discussion of the world that was the world of the black man and what happened to it by Haja Aisha Kasana Maddox Nablisi. She was born January 4, 1930 in New York City, New York, attended high school at Seward Park High School in Manhattan, joined the United States Navy where she served until the birth of her first son. While working at the American Broadcasting Company as a teletypist at night, she studied and earned a bachelor's degree at Fordham University and a master's at Teachers College at Columbia University. Now, following her graduation, she was awarded a scholarship and began a new career as a college professor. Visiting professor travels included countries like Iraq, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, other African, Middle Eastern, and Far Eastern countries. She passed away May 9, 2008 at the Loma Linda Veterans Hospital of complications of diabetes. She is survived by three sons, Robert, James, and Howard Maddox, and a daughter-in-law, Ann Maddox. With us on This Week in America is her son, Robert, to discuss her book, The World That Was, The World of the Black Man and What Happened to It, written by his mother, Haja Aisha Kasana Maddox Nablisi. Robert, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us to talk about your mother's book.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a remarkable career. And I just sort of touched the surface of what she was able to accomplish with her life. And we'll talk about her in detail as we have our conversation today. Interesting title. It's an intriguing title. What's the main subject of the book that your mom has written?
Well, I know that the book's title suggests that one group of people is its main subject, but the book's subject matter encompasses humanity as a whole and the interactions between us as those interactions affect the global civilizations, such as the relationship between the Aryan conquerors of India and the Hindustani people of what is now India and how it affected Hindustani history long after the Aryans left. The influence of the Romans on Christianity, how contact between civilizations affected the laws and cultures of pre-existing peoples of subjugated, colonized countries.
Boy, and she really goes into detail with this and has done a remarkable job, the perspective that she has. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you that information as we go through the interview. What was the inspiration for the book? Why did you think your mother was motivated to write this book?
I think she was inspired to write this book because of her having traveled and resided in Africa and the Near East and having enjoyed extended privileges of travel in South Asia, where she received invitations to visit friends and colleagues that shared diverse ideas and knowledge that is not widely shared or accepted here in the United States. There are also, my mom grew up and her parents grew up in the era, in the time when W.E.B. Du Bois was influential and other people. So she wanted to know more about not just African-American history within the United States. She wanted to know about what was going on, what went on in the world as a whole.
It's interesting, her perspective. And the book is The World That Was the World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. The author is Haja Aisha Kasana Maddox Nablisi. That's a lot to remember. If you just get the title of the book, you can Google that and go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get more information. How did Kasana, your mother, conduct the research? How did she go about putting together all of the research that she did to write the book, The World That Was the World of the Black Man?
Well, like most scholars, she did some of her research in university libraries and by conducting on-site interviews and discussions as she traveled with elders, families, and scholars of Southern Asia, Africa, and the Middle East.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning some of the places that she traveled to and taught in. Talk about that from your perspective, teaching abroad, conducting this research. Where did she travel? Why did she travel, gaining all of this information? I mean, it's remarkable when you understand. And she was born in 1930. She broke so many barriers in her life this being one, the travel, the teaching abroad. Talk about where she traveled and how she went about conducting this research.
Well, before she started conducting her research, she and her brother had traveled to Ghana and Nigeria. Her mother and father encouraged them both to go. So they went to satisfy their curiosity about what Africa was actually like. Afterwards, she received a scholarship to study at King Abdulaziz University. And when it was in Jeddah, and later when it was in Mecca, where she studied Arabic and Islam. From there, she went on to northern Iraq, teaching in Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Libya, and Ghana, like we already mentioned.
You know, so often we have people who write books, and it's from a very limited perspective. This is a perspective that your mother saw. She talked with these people. She understands exactly what it is she's talking about. The book is The World That Was, The World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. The author's daughter, his son, Robert Maddox Jr., is our guest on the program. What authors and notables influenced her composition, do you think?
I'm going to butcher the name, and I'm going to apologize for that beforehand. There are two authors, two professors that she credits in the book, Dr. Neela Kantra Sastry of the University of Mysore in India. She credits him because he conducted extensive research into the history of the peoples of Alam, studying the sculpture and depictions of pottery obtained from the site where Alam existed before being removed to museums in Great Britain. Another source of influence who she actually met when she was at Columbia University was Dr. Joseph P. Campbell of the School of International Affairs, who had done meticulous research in India, Asia, and Europe, but was kind of obligated, pressured by the university to publish his findings as Oriental mythology instead of as history.
It gives us a glimpse of that period in time when you say something like that, where, well, we had to like sort of distort history to make it fit into what we thought we were comfortable with. It's a fascinating look back. When you look at what your mom wrote, what was she trying to express, do you think?
I think she wrote this book out of what she felt was a significant rate of change where the nation and the entire world was transforming. But yet the American Negro or African Americans that were descendants of slavery were still struggling to find answers to our own identity.
The book is The World That Was, The World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. The author is Hajah Aisha Kasana Maddox Niblisi. The book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Very active on social media, and we'll go through that with Robert as we go through the program. What was the need for information that she was trying to fill when she decided to take on this project?
I think she felt there was a need for African-American descendants of slavery to speak for themselves, as other American communities have done and continue to do so, in expressing who they are and what they believe in for themselves. She firmly believed that African-American scholars capable of doing the scientific research into who we are, have been, and can be in the future should do so as she had done, to study and bring to light our actual history before we were slaves in America, and were subjected to a fiction that has not served to elevate or enlighten ourselves. Most of when we study African American history in the United States, we start from slavery, and there had to have been something before slavery that if we're going to know who we are. Everybody needs to know where they came from.
Yes.
And who they came from, so that they can move forward into the future. And I kind of agree with my mom that the history that we receive right now doesn't provide that. It's lacking, and it doesn't say this is who you were before slavery happened. It starts with slavery, and we had a history before slavery occurred.
The book is The World That Was the World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. Robert Maddox Jr. is the son of the author with us on the program today. Looking at it now, is there anything you would change or anything that you would add to the book that your mother has written?
Yes, I would have included migration studies, African migration studies, related to geographical conditions such as ocean currents and seagoing technologies of ancient Africans that suggest there was travel between the peoples of Africa and other civilizations and lands that are depicted in conventional history. Such a study would have to encompass multiple avenues of approach from significantly different sources of information to leave no doubt about the validity of the study. But we know that the Moors invaded Europe and held Europe for a while. There are indications, suggestions in South American history that Africans had actually traveled there using sea lanes and ocean currents. There are other indications and similarities between African peoples and other brown-skinned peoples of the world that kind of, to me, okay, suggest that perhaps there was more travel going on than a conventional history lets on to. And I think it just needs more real scientific investigation where you have more plausible explanations than just somebody's supposition or noticing similarities.
That's so fascinating. Have you thought about maybe doing, going back and doing some extra chapters in the book or doing a book yourself? You have a really good, a firm understanding of that. Are you thinking about maybe doing a project like that?
I have considered it, yes. Right now I'm in a North Central University studying for a PhD, and I'm learning this scientific method of investigating subject matter and doing proper research that can be backed up by we call it peer-reviewed yes. information, where people who are trained to do this, we refer back to people who are trained to do this research and bring together the truth, or what we perceive as being the truth of what's going on in the world around us.
I hope you have the opportunity to do that. I'm fascinated by what your mother started, and I think you could make certainly come in with your own approach to this and take that maybe to even another level. I'm fascinated by your mother and her desire to travel, this international approach she had to life. I didn't mention in the bio the time she spent as the early in her career at the United Nations as an interpreter, visited all of these different countries. And I shouldn't say visited. She actually became a part of those countries and learned from them. What inspired your mother to travel abroad, do you think?
My maternal grandparents. They inspired her and her brother to travel to Africa long before she received her degree from Fordham University and Columbia Teachers College. They lived in an area where persons such as W.E.B. Du Bois inspired American people of African descent in the 1800s and early 1900s to think differently about themselves. Organizing the W.E.B. Du Bois organized the first Pan-African conference in Paris, France. So that's something that I haven't seen approached in African-American history. Black people, as far as the 1800s, had actually been traveling to foreign countries as well, Europe, Africa, and other places. And he published multiple books on the Black human experience in America. W.E.B. Du Bois and other writers of that time and era, such as Jupiter Hammond, Lucy Terry and Phyllis Wheatley, who were primarily active in the 18th century, as well as other Black writers who followed them in the 19th and 20th centuries. They were a significant influence on the general population of people who were lucky enough to read their work or hear them speak. And a lot of these people right now, I'm thinking they're forgotten by the greater population. And I think that's a crime against ourselves to not bring these people up and teach them to our kids.
Yes, that's a very, very important look at history. And you get concerned when we're sort of going back and making changes or omissions in what we're teaching from a historical standpoint. I want to talk about the publishing the book, where it's available, social media here in a second. But I'm so fascinated, and I said this before, your mother overcame so many barriers. It was 1930 when she was born and accomplished what she did. I'm sure it was not easy taking any of those steps she did in her life. Was that, again, her parents that brought her through this and gave her the motivation to make the most out of her life and touch so many people?
Yes, most definitely. My maternal grandmother, well, we lived in the same city and state where my maternal grandparents were. I didn't really get to know my father's people, but my grandmother took my brothers and I so that my mother could work and get her degrees at Fordham and at Columbia University. And she encouraged her to develop what she was doing and how she was doing it by being the surrogate mother that we need. My mom was still involved with it in our lives as children, but our grandmother took on the I'll call it the burden of raising three children while she was taking, my grandfather was a paraplegic. He had had a stroke and lost the use of the left side of his body. And she took on the burden of helping to raise three children, living in her home so that my mother could go on and do something with her life. But we were always knitted together. It wasn't like my mother went off and forgot about us.
Right.
I think that the older people kept things knitted together. You know, go out and do this, but don't forget that this is your family. And it was a sense of pride for my mother, for my mother's mother and father, that she had gotten this education and then went out into the world to develop it.
And has to be a source of pride for you and your siblings to have your mother and the wonderful job that she did. A very important book. The book is The World That Was the World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. The author, Robert's mother, Haja Aisha Kasana Maddox Nablisi. The book's available wherever books are sold, published by Matchstick Literary. Their website is matchliterary.com. Talk just a second. We got a few minutes left here in the program. The book's available, I said, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Talk about where you would recommend people buy the book and social media. And again, it's a lot of information, but you're basically everywhere on social media. So if you want information on the book, basically remember the title and you'll be able to find that. But you've done an excellent job in marketing and getting the word out there. You're available out there so people can find a copy of the book.
Yeah, marketing is kind of new to me, but Matchstick Literary has been helping me out a lot. They've got me on Twitter. There's a Facebook page, Instagram, and there are a couple of videos on YouTube as well.
And this will be on YouTube as well. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, and this video will come up with Robert, or just Google it. If you remember the name of the book, you'll be able to link on by going to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those, and order the book as well. The title is The World That Was the World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. Robert, it's been a pleasure getting to sort of know your mother. I'm still in awe of what she was able to do, and it's so impressive that you're taking this message forward, talking about the book, and you've got so many things going on in a positive way in your life as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today, sharing the story and sharing the book with us.
Thank you for having me today. It's been an honor.
It's been a pleasure. Our guest is Robert Maddox Jr. The book is The World That Was the World of the Black Man and What Happened to It. Hajja Aisha Kasana Maddox Nablisi, his mother and the author of the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.